This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A state Senate ethics committee has concluded that Democratic Senator Faith Winter violated ethics rules during a public meeting in North Glen in April. Winter has apologized for appearing to be intoxicated at the event and went into addiction treatment shortly afterward. However, on a 4-1 vote, the committee said she failed to uphold the integrity and conduct expected of a senator. The committee requested that the Senate president admonish Winter and urge her to continue seeking help. They also encouraged her to address the full Senate about her behavior. The committee declined to pursue more serious punishments, such as a reprimand or a censure or expulsion vote. The U.S. House has passed a bill from Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse to help deal with water scarcity across the West. The Water Data Improvement Act reauthorizes the U.S. Geological Survey programs for water monitoring, measurement, and estimation. Neguse says these programs are valuable sources of information for water users across the Rocky Mountain West.
And in Colorado, we know how important it is to preserve, to protect, to strengthen these critical water resources, and how important data is to that effort, which is why this bill is so important.
Neguse introduced the bill with Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani. The two co-chaired the bipartisan Colorado River Caucus. You're listening to CPR News. It's 6:04.